right into it over here. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Islam, question number one says, Salaamu alaykum wa alaykum salam. If a wedding ceremony has got its own schedule, supposedly, firstly, a customary welcome to the guests at 9 a.m. Second schedule consisting of marriage contract plus mixing of men and women, bid'ah. Probably the event of walima starting at 1 p.m. So can I just avoid attending the second schedule fully and still take part only in the customary welcome and walima event, which I know is free of bid'ah? Yes, you can. And while you're there, make sure you advise them concerning the mixing of women and women and concerning their bid'ah. Alright? So get two birds with half a stone. It's freezing. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can one take a decision using lots? Like they write yes or no in a sheet of paper, take one sheet and set upon what they see in it. Is it permissible in Islam? As far as I know, it is. Because the Prophet ﷺ used to draw lots for his wives when he would take one of them during the travel. And in a hadith, authentic hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, eat with your right hand. لو أن الناس يعلمون ما في النداء والصف الأول ثم لم يجدوا إلا يستهموا عليه. If the people only knew what was waiting for them of reward in the call of prayer and the first row, and they had no choice but to draw lots, they would have drawn lots. So these indicate that drawing lots is in agreement. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Being a student, is it okay to miss Friday Salah if the lectures are obligatory? No. He was supposed to ask, is it okay to miss class if Salah is obligatory? Not is okay to miss Salah if the lectures are obligatory. It's the other way around. You better miss them classes, boy. I know you're not going to leave a Salatul Jum'ah for a class. Yeah, so you can make up a class, but you can't make up Salatul Jum'ah. Hey, make sure you brothers and sisters make the right decisions. Barakallah feekum. Assalamu alaikum, brother. Is reading Surah Al-Kahf on Friday a sunnah? Barakallah feekum. Feeka barakallah. Yes, it is. Whether you recite it during the day of Jumu'ah or the night of Jumu'ah, we have more than one narration. Some of them speak of the Yawm al-Jumu'ah, while others speak of Laylatul Jumu'ah, the evening of Jumu'ah or the night of Jumu'ah. So whether you begin reciting it from Thursday Maghrib until Friday Maghrib, all of this is time for you to recite Surah Al-Kahf based on the authentic traditions. Wallah. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam. If everything is decreed by Allah, Then does it mean all bad we do in our lives is due to decree, even shirk and engaging in harmful? Will there be a sin on us if we visit graves and call on dead, etc., because it was destined? No one can use the decree of Allah as a justification for their shirk and kufr. Because Allah Azza wa Jal refuted that in the Quran. And they said, وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ we would have never disbelieved, nor would have our forefathers. Allah said they have lied. Allah refuted them by saying they are liars. So this is not an excuse. What Allah decreed is something, and the free will which Allah gave us is something, and our free will is conditioned to the will of Allah. Nevertheless, we have been given the will. And anyone who has a bit of brain and reflects on the Quran, he will pay attention to the statement of Allah in Surah Al-Kahf, فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ whosoever wills may believe and whosoever wills may disbelieve. Allah gave them the choice in Surah Al-Kahf to believe or disbelieve. So how can they choose disbelieve and then blame Allah for decreeing that for them when Allah gave them the free choice? So this is an old, ancient, a pagan claim that the kuffar used to justify their kufr, and Allah rejected it in the explicit ayat in the Quran, and so no one can use it as an excuse. Whoever commits the sin will be held accountable for it unless Allah wills to forgive them. However, Allah will not forgive major shirk. If a person dies in that, advice brothers who follow one of the four imams very strictly without compromising on the authentic hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Will you advise them by telling them you read the Quran and find an ayah where الرسول فقد أطاع الله قل أطيع الله والرسول Be careful, it's open, huh? Can you guys hear me or what? Hello? Muslims,
something's wrong here. What is going on with this computer? Hello?
Did you guys hear that?
Are we allowed to live in Australia, Canada, etc. for the sake of job and obtain immigration for our kids' future? No. No, you're not allowed to remain living among the disbelievers. And then to attain this for the kids and whatever? No. If it happened already, Allah al-musta'an. But to aim it and intend it for the purpose of the dunya, where you're basically jeopardizing the spiritual well-being of the children, so they can have a job. This is unacceptable, akhi. Ma'lish. It's the bitter truth, but that's what it is. Assalamu alaikum. Does zakah apply on jewelry that was used once a year or a few times only? If it's personal jewelry that I mentioned last week, I believe the scholars have differed on the ruling. Some of them say that the zakah which the lady wears, whether it is once or more, there's no zakah on it, and others say that there's zakah on it. So I'm not in a position to give you a fatwa, Allahu A'lam. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum salam. What age do we teach our kids to stay from their non-mahram cousins? Especially, that practice very prevalent in my family. Parents saying that they're born and brought under one roof as siblings. No bad feeling. Allah al-musta'an. Allah al-musta'an. It is very sad when people make culture conflict with religion. When they make their culture conflict with the teachings which Allah Azza wa Jal revealed. As if their culture is more, is wiser and more appropriate to human beings than what Allah revealed. Kids should not mix at the age of 7. Based on the hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ, who said concerning the siblings themselves, وَفَرِّقُوا بَيْنَهُمْ فِي الْمَضَاجِعِ, and separate their beds when they go to sleep. Based on this principle, the kids should be separated at an age where they start understanding. Some of them are before others, but after 7, خلاص. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمْ. What is the Islamic view of Harry Potter? It's a book movie based on magic. The main enemy is called Lord Voldemort because his name contains the term Lord. Is this shirk? No. The problem is not with the term Lord, because the term Lord, if you look it up in a dictionary, has multiple meanings. One of them is that title given to the people in the UK. And when they call him Lord, they don't mean that he is an object of worship. It's just a title. And there's an equivalence for it in Islam. In the Arabic language, we say Rabb. Rabbul Bayt, Rabbul Usra, Rabbul Amal. The Lord of the house, the Lord of the household, the Lord of the business, the work, meaning the one in charge. It doesn't mean the Rabb in the ultimate sense, as in Allah Azza wa Jal, Ar-Rabb himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the problem is not with the term Lord. The problem is with the fact that the book is about magic, and magic is kufr and shirk. So this Harry Potter is hairy, full of hairy, nasty filth that we should throw away in the biggest dumpster that we find. No Muslim is allowed to read the book, nor is a Muslim allowed to watch the movie, not out of curiosity and not otherwise. It's a bunch of magic being propagated and beautified in the eyes of people, and you all know from the Quran and the Sunnah that the one who practices magic is a kafir. If he's a Muslim, he apostates from the religion upon engaging in magic, and if he's a non-Muslim, then obviously this is an act of kufr and disbelief as well. So this Harry Potter is nothing but a scum put in one book or one movie for the feeble-minded people to continue to be attached to the world and superstition. Magic is real, and it's kufr and shirk, and it is not allowed. Wallahu a'lam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Shaykh wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I have family members who don't dress Islamically. I like to encourage them to enroll in school, work, etc. Am I initiating fitna by encouraging them to leave the house? No one, they don't dress accordingly? Yes. Yes, leave them alone. If you know they will go out in this fashion, do not be the one propagating and encouraging them to go out. Allah musta'an. Assalamu alaikum. What do we do? The imam who delivers a Friday Jumu'ah sermon, who normally smokes cigarettes and doesn't have a beard, you find another masjid. And you have one of the brothers advise him. And you can have him call me on the phone. I'll give him a piece of advice, inshallah ta'ala. Is mocking any sunnah of the Prophet shirk? If it is this type of shirk also not forgiven? Mocking anything of the sunnah is kufr, which will take you outside the fields of lamb. And if one dies upon that state, then he will abide eternally in the hellfire. No one is allowed to mock anything which Allah Azza wa Jal has revealed, whether it is from the Quran or the sunnah. Now, and it's based on the evidence where Allah Azza wa Jalla says, قُلْ أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ. Say, is it concerning Allah, His signs and His messenger that you mock? Do not apologize, you have disbelieved after you believe. So Allah declared kufr against them for merely mocking the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the sahaba. Na'am. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm very strict when it comes to giving the salam. Live with my cousins who, as far as I know, don't pray. Maybe you mean like with my cousins. I give salams upon leaving and entering the house, or even with the text messaging. Am I allowed to give them salams? If they don't pray, then you're not allowed to give them the salam, nor are you allowed to return their salam. Because if they don't pray, they're not Muslims. And if they're not Muslims, then they don't deserve any salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum salam. What is the ruling for wearing clothing above the ankles? Is it sinful if we don't do it? Yes, it is. Yes, it is sinful. Please, and of course, this is for the brothers. For the sisters, it must be below your ankles. Anywho, refer to my lecture, Hell Equals Garment. Hell Equals Garment. You can find it on YouTube, and you can find it on Tube Islam, I believe. Watch the lecture and get the whole discussion at your convenience right there in front of you, inshallah, in video with the evidences. Now, assalamu alaikum wa alaikum salam. If you're traveling for 2 weeks, would it be okay to pray the salah in the shorter version? Allahu alam. If you have a fixed time, meaning you know exactly when you go and when you return, in the scholars say, upon arriving, you start praying regular salah. Some of the opinions say that yes, as long as you travel, you can shorten the salah, but that requires a fatwa. I am not qualified to issue a fatwa. Running out of time. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum salam. What is the ruling on women, girls going to Jumu'ah to mosque? The ruling is that women and girls are allowed to go to the masjid for Jumu'ah. They are allowed to go, but their prayer at home is better. They may go and no one can prevent them, provided that they dress modestly and they don't wear a perfume. But their prayer at home is better. Is work in a bank totally haram? If the bank deals with riba, yes. It's totally haram even if you're serving them tea. Because you're helping in the maintenance and the continuation of this business. Assalamu alaikum. Is a nearby non-Muslim calling... What? Please use regular English, not SMS English. I'm not familiar with the SMS, you know, or instant messages language. I don't know what all these mean. Assalamu alaikum. Should one cover her head while in the toilet? What do you mean? Should one cover her head while in the toilet? What? I don't understand that question either. I'm sorry. Assalamu alaikum wa sallam. Does the sister have the right to order her brother to do as per Islam, or does she got the right to advise only, as the order may be appropriate for the father alone? Isn't it? No, it is not. A sister may order her brother to do whatever Islam enjoins, because it is part of enjoining what is good and forbidding what is evil, which is not restricted to particular individuals towards others. It is for all Muslims. And if you have the ability to do so, go ahead and do it. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum salam. I've read the refutations put forth of Ibn Uthaymeen on covering face and hands, stating that Asma, Hadith, this and this is weak. Abu Dawood, great, and Mursal, Da'if, Albani as well. What do you say for this, brother? The Shaykh Al-Albani, rahimahullah, authenticated this narration. And you said that Shaykh Al-Albani said it's Da'if. No, it is not Da'if. It is not Da'if. And anyways, the Hadith has other chains of narrations which authenticated. And it is not the only evidence used for the impermissibility. عَلَى كُلْ حَالِ If you're convinced about the obligation of covering the face and the hands, I say to you, Allahu Akbar. More power to you, sister. Go ahead and put it on. I'm happy for you. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum salam. Is wishing happy birthday okay? Just wishing? No. No, 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 no. It is not okay. Whether wishing or doing it or participating in it or making the cake or smelling the cake or eating the cake or looking at the cake, all of this is not okay. Well, I don't know working in working in an Islamic bank. I don't know what you mean by Islamic bank. They call it Islamic, it may not be. Or they call it Islamic and it may have elements of Islam in it. And elements of riba as well. So, I mean, this is a blanket question. Cannot be answered in this fashion. I read a hadith that said, the light perfume is best for women. Is this referring to the sister in her house, etc.? I don't know where you read that hadith. I don't know where you read it. I've never heard of it, so I don't know how to comment on it. Can someone please turn off the AC here? Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum salam. There are the questions of my neighbor related to zakah. They bought a land many years ago. They don't intend to sell it. Issues of zakah I cannot deal with, brothers and sisters. I apologize. These are beyond me. What is this? What's that sound? I found an iPod which older brother lost. Do I return it to him when he uses it for sin? No, you don't. Sorry about that. If your father says that the long clothes that you wear is extreme for in Holland, what should you do? You should tell him no, it is not. It is not, because if we say that they are, this is the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, these are the instructions of Allah. How can Allah instruct something which is extreme? Things should be opposed with evidence, not with opinion. Is scholarship halal? What do you mean by scholarship? Someone offering you to go to school for free? Sure, why would it not be? If that's what you mean, can we give money to poor to keep fast on my behalf if I can't keep it? No. Allah already legislated in the Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah what are the options for the one who cannot fast. Either you will make up the fast at a later time or you will pay fidya for every day in which you don't fast by feeding a poor person. The person cannot fast on your behalf, you just give him food. But you have to see under which category you fall first. I could only find Muhsin Khan translation of Quran in my city. Is it good? It's not bad. It is not bad. It's the second best as far as I know. Try to get the Sahih International version. I know two siblings who aren't speaking to each other over a small fight. I have been trying to get them to speak, but to no avail. Will they be getting sin? The younger sibling has apologized, but the older one refused to listen. Yes. It is not permissible for a Muslim to boycott and abandon his anonymous, regular Muslim, someone who is unknown to him, let alone a sibling, which entails cutting, severing the kinship ties and boycotting a Muslim. This is a major sin. Major sin. And Allah curses these individuals. So they must reconcile. And you should strive to bring reconciliation between them. Okay guys, my time is running out. Barakallahu feekum. These are the last 3 minutes. I went 10 minutes overboard. Is it permissible for a divorced Muslim woman to inherit twice her share in a case when her husband has left her completely and she has to work and get all the money? I don't know. دي كنايف. Assalamu alaikum. Which one is better for my little daughter? A nearby un-Islamic school or there's a far Islamic school but there are tabligh jama'at? Oof! Ouch! Well, if you can homeschool, then homeschool. And if you can't, then the Islamic school. But you must make sure that you educate her correctly, so that anything which they may teach her that is incorrect, she has knowledge concerning it, and she's being advised continuously. Because as bad as the, yani some of the jama'at may be, they're not going to be worse than that kuffar. So I mean, come on, we have to be fair as well. Allah musta'an. Okay, guys, the last question: does one need to be a scholar or like fully knowledgeable to give da'wah? Or can someone give da'wah if he or she is still learning and according to his or her knowledge? Then the second, of course. If everybody had to be a scholar or fully knowledgeable to give da'wah, then no one would give da'wah. Except a few people on earth. And no one can truly be fully knowledgeable. There's always more to learn. You give da'wah according to what you know, and that's it. While you're learning. But make sure that you're learning the correct material. Assalamu alaikum. Does the 27th of Ramadan has the most value, as in it is true that it can be the right night of Qadr before proving a hadith, or any other night can be the night of Qadr? The scholars have differed on this issue. Some of them say any night would do, and some of them say it only could be, excuse me Maryam, the 27th. Wallahu alam. I apologize, brothers and sisters, as I've said before. I am abroad, not really abroad actually. I'm away from my home. I'm doing this from a furnished apartment. And my time schedule and my daily schedule has differed. Okay, two more and we can close the question sheet. Yalla. Please suggest good books. The Quran. Bukhari, Muslim, the books on Tawheed, Al-Aqidah Al-Wasitiyya, Al-Shaykh Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, the Fiqh series by Bilal Phillips, the Tawheed by Bilal Phillips, books of Tawheed by Bilal Phillips, and that's what I can think of right now. The options in English are quite limited. Can someone please turn on the AC? In my country, there are only Diobandi and other deviant scholars. What should I do? Whom should I follow? I'm from Pakistan. That's why you have internet, barakallah fiqh. No one said that you have to follow someone who's your neighbor or lives next door. You follow the scholars of Sunnah wherever they may be. And by Allah's grace, you're no longer limited to geographical distances. Now you can, you know, connect with Muslims and people on the Sunnah from all over the world. So you seek those and you communicate with them and ignore whoever may not be upon the Sunnah in your locality or in your country. Now, okay, inshallah, I am returning to Jeddah this coming Thursday. Inshallah, and afterwards things will be back to normal. Anyways, we'll discuss the rest later. Jazakum Allah khair. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.